From Fat Profits this Monday morning, Greg Smith, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, where are we at with the trade war? What's going on?
Yeah, well, there's deadlines left, right and centre, isn't there? You mentioned Brexit, but of course we've got the March 2nd deadline for resolving the trade spat between the US and China. So investors getting a little bit tetchy now on this. So the Dow Jones was off 60-odd points on Friday. Just all US markets have had a good start to this year, along with others. Seventh week of gains, in fact. But yeah, the Wall Street Journal reported that the US and China may not get together a draft on the matters on which they disagree just yet. And also sort of comes, I suppose, as Donald Trump's advisor, Larry Kudlow, had said there's a pretty sizable distance to go before a deal is reached. And you've also had the man himself saying he's not going to meet with his Chinese counterparts. So, the cages are being rattled a little bit. I still think the chances are we will get a deal agreed. We may get some sort of extension, though, and perhaps also that's what markets are banking on.
It's called brinksmanship, and I see we'll probably have a bit of it in Brexit as well.
Yeah, sure, and obviously Donald Trump's the master of that. But yeah, you talk about Brexit there, Mike. Of course, a big week again. You've actually had the UK housing secretary on admitting that the vote that occurs in February might not actually be the final vote. There might be a second vote occurring in March. And of course, Labour have accused May of...
And he's disappeared off the face of the earth. Liverpool, by the way. I'm not a massive EPL fan, but Liverpool have posted $137 million profit, which is a world record. So the EPL is a fantastically good business model, apart from anything else. But I'm not a massive EPL fan, but the race between Liverpool and Man City at the moment is making for an interesting season, of course. I note also $100 million waterfront development. This is Wynyard Quarter in Auckland. This is once again a reminder that the America's Cup does wonders for the New Zealand economy over and over again. More than 500 marine jobs coming in as part of this waterfront development. They've just signed a development deal. The deal requires overseas investment office approval because the parent company is Australian. So hopefully they get that ticked off, but the growth will continue. Now, Greg, where were you with your Brexit analysis?
Yeah, well, that's right. Basically, obviously, it's a big week. We've got May effectively running down the clock, according to Labour. Also, the shadow Brexit Secretary Keir Starmer has come out and said that he thinks she's going to delay the proceedings to after the 21st, 22nd of March EC summit and offer MPs a binary deal or no deal option. It seems that many Brits are keeping a stiff upper lip, though. If you look at commercial property prices in the city alone, they're actually higher than before when the UK voted to leave. And bar and restaurant openings are actually at their highest since 2008.
That's what we discovered when we went there in 2016. Life continues on. Now, the Reserve Bank, where are we at with them?
Well, they look like they're set to follow the leader this week. They're meeting on Wednesday, likely to keep the OCR rate at 1.75%. Then, but the global trends in the central banks here, Mike, you've had the Fed officially pausing its rate hike process. And then last week across Tasman, the RBA's Governor Philip Lowe, after saying for about a year that next move was up, he's now said it could go either way. So I think expect more from the RBNZ in this way. Of course, we've also got the housing market to deal with. Yep. Rates aren't probably going anywhere for some time, not to keep the appeal of our equity market going, particularly the high-yielding stocks.
Very interesting times. What are the numbers?
Okay, the Dow was down 60 points, 25.106. NASDAQ up 0.14%. FTSE down 0.32%. The Nikkei down 2% in Japan. ASX 200 down 0.34%. Gold market up $4, $13.18 an ounce. Oil market flat, 52.72. Currency market there, 67.4 the Kiwi against the US dollar, 52.1 against sterling, 59.54 against the euro, 73.99 against the yen, 95.14 against the A dollar, and the NZ50 up 43 points, 9176.
You have a great one, mate. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith out of Fat Profits this morning. Andrew Keller out of Chicago. Tomorrow morning when he joins us.